Hebrews chapter 3. So continue our series through this wonderful book about our Savior. Tonight, again, exalts our wonderful Savior Jesus Christ here in these first few verses of chapter 3, beginning in verse 1 of Hebrews chapter 3. Wherefore, holy brethren, partakers of the heavenly calling, consider the apostle and high priest of our profession, Christ Jesus, who was faithful to him that appointed him, as also Moses was faithful in all his house. For this man was counted worthy of more glory than Moses, inasmuch as he who hath builded the house hath more honor than the house. For every house is builded by some man, but he that built all things is God. So tonight we look at the Jesus, consider the apostle and high priest. Let's pray. Lord, I pray for wisdom and your empowerment, your touching of our hearts as we open your word together tonight. May Jesus, our wonderful Savior, be magnified and lifted up, and may we be drawn to him through this time. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. So we know that the apostle Paul is writing to Christians because he says, holy brethren, there in verse 1. Partakers of the heavenly calling. Remember, when we are born again, the Bible says we become righteous through Jesus Christ. That's why he refers to Christians as holy brethren. We're part of a new family, a holy family. And of course, we now have heaven as our home. We've partook of the heavenly calling. The Bible says that we have an inheritance, incorruptible and undefiled, and reserved in heaven for us in 1 Peter 1:4. So what he says to us as the holy brethren, as those who have been partakers of the heavenly calling, chapter 3, verse 1, consider. Consider. What an important word. He says it again in chapter 12, if you turn over there. Chapter 12, verse 3. That's what this book is about, is considering Jesus. That is something we need to be doing more of, is meditating on, focusing on Jesus. Consider him. Notice chapter 3, 12, verse 3. For consider him that endured such contradiction of sinners against himself, lest ye be wearied and faint in your minds. Consider Jesus. And here in this passage, chapter 3, verse 1, consider the apostle and high priest of our profession, Christ Jesus. So that word apostle, that means that Jesus was technically the first apostle. Now, he chose 12 human apostles, but Jesus was the first apostle. The word apostle just means messenger. That means one sent forth with orders. And that's who Jesus was. He was a messenger from the Father to us. And God sent him to preach the truth to us and, of course, to die for us, but he was an apostle in the sense that he was sent by the Father to preach to us. Go to John chapter 17 and we'll see this. John chapter 17 and verse 18. This is where Jesus Christ is actually praying for his disciples and for future disciples, us. And notice what he says here in John 17, 18. He says, as thou hast sent me into the world, even so have I also sent them into the world. So he's saying that the Father sent him. The Bible says in 1 John that he was sent by the Father to be the Savior of the world. The Lord Jesus Christ is a sent one. That's an apostle. He was sent by the Father to bring a message like no other message. Like they said in John, never man spake like this man. In John chapter 7. So Jesus Christ is our apostle. And he came to teach us how to live, how to pray, how to trust God, to be content, to serve the Lord, to forgive. And we could go on and on all night. He was sent by the Father to teach us. He was an apostle. But he's also, it says, a high priest of our profession. Now, that's what the primary focus of Hebrews is. And we're going to be seeing this over and over again. It's about the high priesthood of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Notice it says he's the high priest of our profession. We profess to be Christians. We profess to be children of God. For those of us that profess Christ, He is our high priest. Now, we saw last week in chapter 2, over there in verse 17, that one aspect of His priesthood is that He is human, or He was human, and therefore He is able to understand those for whom He intercedes. Remember over in 17 of chapter 2, "Wherefore in all things it behooved Him to be made like unto His brethren, that He might be a merciful and high priest in things pertaining to God." So here we're told that He became a human that He might understand what it means to be human. And it says in verse 18, "For in that He Himself hath suffered being tempted, He is able to succor them that are tempted." He can understand our temptations because He was tempted. Matter of fact, we're told in Hebrews 4:15, He was tempted in all points, like as we are, yet without sin. So one aspect of His high priesthood is that He can now relate to our condition of being a human and of facing temptations from this world. He also, if you go to chapter 7, and the entire chapter 7 is about His priesthood, but it's about a man named Melchizedek in the Old Testament, which we'll find when we get there, has to be Jesus. But verse 1, "This Melchizedek, king of Salem, priest of the Most High God, who met Abraham returning from the slaughter of the kings and blessed him." Notice verse 3, "Without father, without mother, without descent, having either beginning of days nor end of life, but made like unto the Son of God, abideth the priest continually." So this has to be our great high priest Jesus. Go down to verse 21 of Hebrews 7. "Those priests were made without an oath, but this with an oath by him that said unto him, The Lord swear and will not repent, thou art a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek." So Jesus Christ is a priest after the order of essentially himself. Since he was Melchizedek in the Old Testament, it's what you call an Old Testament theophany. It's where Jesus Christ appeared as a person. It happened a number of times in the Old Testament. He was the captain of the Lord's host that met Joshua there after Jericho. He was Melchizedek, and there's other times where the angel of the Lord had to be Jesus. Anyway, so he is now a New Testament priest after the order of the Old Testament priest Melchizedek, who wasn't part of the Levitical priesthood. His priesthood is a different priesthood. Notice verse 22, "By so much was Jesus made a surety of a better testament. They truly were many priests because they were not suffered to continue by reason of death, but this man, because he continueth ever, hath an unchangeable priesthood. Wherefore he is able also to save them to the uttermost to come unto God by him, seeing he ever liveth to make intercession for them." That's Jesus, the great apostle and high priest of our profession. Verse 26 of chapter 7, "For such an high priest became us who is holy, harmless, undefiled, separate from sinners, and made higher than the heavens." That's Jesus, the great apostle and high priest of our profession. Back in our passage, the Bible says that this great apostle and high priest, Jesus Christ, verse 2, is faithful. Praise God, he's faithful. "Who is faithful to him that appointed him, as also Moses was faithful in all his house." The Lord Jesus Christ is faithful. And we learn this all through the Scriptures. We're told in 1 John 1:9, if we confess our sins, what? He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. He's faithful when we go through afflictions. David said, "I know, O Lord, that thy judgments are right and that thou in faithfulness hast afflicted me." In Psalm 119:75. He's faithful when we face the temptations of this life. 1 Corinthians 10:13, "There hath no temptation taken you but such as is common to man, but God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that you are able, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape." He's the one that gets us through life, helps us complete this Christian life. The Bible says, faithful is he that calleth you who also will do it. In 1 Thessalonians 5:24. So Jesus Christ is faithful. He is our faithful apostle. He is our faithful high priest. And that is why we're told in verse 3 of our passage, he was counted worthy of more glory than Moses, inasmuch as he who hath builded the house hath more honor than the house. What does that mean? That Jesus is the creator. What he's saying is that he created Moses. He who builded the house is greater than the house. Moses was faithful. Moses was a good man. Moses followed the Lord. But he's saying Jesus is greater because he's the creator of Moses. And of course, we know from Scripture he's a creator. All things were made by him. We're told in John chapter 1, verse 3. And without him was not anything made that was made. So the Lord Jesus Christ, as our apostle and the high priest, is faithful. He's the creator. But he's also, verse 4, every house is built by some man, but he that built all things is God. And we've seen already the deity of Jesus Christ here in the book of Hebrews. Remember chapter 1, verse 8. It said, but under the Son, he saith, thy throne, O God, is forever and ever. The scepter of righteousness is the scepter of thy kingdom. But under the Son, he saith, thy throne, O God, Jesus is God. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. John 1:1. So Jesus Christ, the great apostle and high priest of our faith, is faithful. He's our creator. He is God. And what does God want us to do? Consider him. That's what it says. Consider. There in chapter 3, verse 1. Consider him. Consider the apostle and high priest of our faith. Do we consider Jesus? Because I submit to you that if we do, then we will love him. Amen? And if we love him, then we will obey him. Because that is love. Jesus said, if you love me, keep my commandments. In John 14:15. So the more that we consider Jesus Christ, I believe the more that we will be followers and obeyers. I know that's not a good word, of Jesus Christ. Go to John 15:14, and Jesus Christ even told us that he wants us to be his friends. As we consider him, we will become closer to him. But he explains that his friendship is only with those who truly love him and show that love through obedience. Look what he says, John 15:14. Ye are my friends if, it's a conditional statement, if ye do whatsoever I command you. So God wants us to consider Christ. And that you're going to find that is the theme of Hebrews, is to focus on the person of Jesus Christ, the great apostle of our faith, the great high priest of our faith, who is faithful, who's our creator, who is God. God wants us to consider him. And doesn't the Bible tell us, 2 Peter 3:18, let's turn there, that we're to be growing in something. 2 Peter 3:18. This was the verse we memorized at family camp, remember? If you were there, what does it say? But grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We're to grow in our knowledge of Jesus. How do we do that? Consider him. Be in his word. Consider him. The more we focus on Jesus, I believe the more that we will be followers of Jesus. And the more that we focus on Jesus, I believe the more we will love Jesus, which is what God wants. So he wrote this beautiful book of Hebrews to lift up Christ. Jesus said, if I be lifted up, I will draw all men unto me. So consider the great apostle and high priest of our profession, Christ Jesus. Let's pray.